Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. My pleasure, as always. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for helping us have a record year, a month, I should say, a record month with our website. Things are just, you guys are just using it like crazy. I like that because that means we're doing something good to help you. And as you know, no barrier to entry at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Come on over there and hang out with us. We'll let you come on in and use our stuff, the show, all the different ways you can listen to all the interviews that we do all the way back to 99. Read articles from me and my Brain Trust members. Subscribe to my newsletter. Check out our blog, which we update every weekday. Lots of good stuff there. So check all that out and use it to your advantage. And, of course, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you can get small business answers right now. And let me introduce you to a couple of small business owners, ladies and gentlemen. Matthew Heath and Josh Hilgers are small business owners. They just happen to own a company that helps small businesses with their benefits. They got a company called Innovative Benefits Consulting, LLC. And these guys are the kind of folks that you might be dealing with, not unlike the folks that you might be dealing with. And they're here to talk to us about some of the things that you and I need to be paying attention to with regard to benefits. Josh, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. And
Jim,
Matthew Heath, it's good to have you here, too.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here, Jim.
And by the way, folks, these guys, their business is domiciled, headquartered in the great city of Birmingham, Alabama. Josh, tell us a little bit about the landscape that you see out there. What do you see when you're helping small business owners with their benefits? What are some of the main things that sort of pop up to you that you have the best opportunity to help small businesses with?
The greatest shift we're seeing, Jim, is the shift from employer sponsored health insurance, where they give you a defined benefit,
yeah,
and you just either take it and pay, you know, a very high price for it, or you don't take it and you're not insured, to that employer giving you a tax-free allowance to purchase your own insurance policy. And as you mentioned in your introduction, 99% of the people we're sitting down with are purchasing health savings accounts, and it's really changing lives.
You know, Josh, I don't want to say how long ago companies started paying health insurance for me when I started working for companies many years ago. But if all that money that was paid into insurance companies over the years, because I've been a pretty healthy guy, I've been blessed with good protoplasm and good health, and if all that money had been put into an HSA for me, I'd probably have $500,000 in an HSA account right now.
Absolutely, it kind of makes you sick, doesn't it?
It makes me very sick. So my point is, I've got young people working for me right now, Matthew, who are, you know, in their mid-20s, and I want them to start doing what I didn't have the opportunity to do. So when they're my age, they're looking at $500,000 maybe in
sure,
insurance,
sure,
in an HSA account. And is that a hard sell, Matthew, these days?
No. For the past 60 years, we've always had our health insurance through our employer. And for someone that's younger like me, premiums start out around $300 a month for a traditional company plan.
Yeah.
HSA for someone in their, you know, 30 or under is anywhere from $50 to $100 a month at most.
With what kind of deductible?
It's a little different. Deductibles from $1,100 all the way up to $5,000.
Right.
Well, to qualify you to open up an HSA account, yeah, the minimum deductible is $1,100,
right,
for a single.
But if you have the minimum deductible, what is a typical premium for a young person like that?
For someone say 30 or under, probably $70 to $75, $80 at the most a month.
Right.
For a single.
And You know, and you know, Josh, the thing that this the Medicare bill that was passed about 3 or so years ago was it was an expensive policy. I mean, expensive bill. It cost a lot of money to do some of the stuff. But one of the good things that came out of that was were the HSAs, wasn't it?
It was. What's been slow to adopt, though, is people's perception of them. They're a little complex in the beginning with the restrictions on what you could put in the HSA and how to set one up, and you know, the shift from a low deductible plan, which is what was traditional. What we're really doing a lot of is educating people on the total cost, because even though you've got a low deductible with a traditional plan, you've got co-pays that never end, and so the actual out-of-pocket expenses with a high deductible plan or a traditional plan are going to be pretty close, but at half the premium, and allowing that tax-free account to really build up, like you said, hundreds of thousands of dollars over the course of your career.
And then, Matthew, don't forget the magic word. And this is the magic word, folks, in 21st century healthcare: portability. Right, Matthew?
Exactly.
Tell us about that.
Go ahead,
Matthew.
Okay, I'm sorry. We simply cannot afford, obviously, the setup that we have now, where premiums are pushing $1,100 a month for families. If you've ever seen COBRA, that's the true cost of an employer plan.
Right.
And today, it's putting companies out of business. So people are demanding, as you say, in the 21st century, people are demanding more options. It's how we structure every other aspect of our lives. And up until now, we haven't had a whole lot of options with our health care because our employers have, for the most part, taking care of all that for us, especially the decisions and the plans.
Josh,
It really is.
Josh, do you see HSAs becoming the rule rather than the exception down the road very far?
Absolutely. That's my quest. We're seeing a lot more of it across the country. The South's a little slower to adapt to some of these changes because of some of the monopolies that the traditional insurance companies have had here, and the fact that in this state, on a group platform, small group platform, Blue Cross doesn't offer HSAs. So what we're seeing is a slower educational process, but the ability to underwrite an individual policy, you're able to look at who's being insured instead of just the two tiers, single
right.
or family.
Right.
So a couple with no children or a single mom is really able to just pay premiums for who's being covered and put thousands of dollars into that health savings account that was otherwise going to premium.
Hold on to that thought, guys. We'll take a quick break. We got more to come. We'll talk more about 21st century healthcare that makes sense for small business right after these messages with Matthew Heath and Josh Hilgers. They're with Innovative Benefits Consulting out of Birmingham, Alabama.
Hi, Jim. This is Joan Pride with the Kiplinger Editors. Has it really been 10 years? I guess it only feels like 20. Anyway, happy anniversary.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Here's Mr. Richard Pennyman, otherwise known as Little Richard. Still rocking after all these years. We're having a great visit with our new friends, Matthew Heath and Josh Hilgers. They're with Innovative Benefits Consulting, LLC, out of Birmingham, Alabama. They're benefits experts for small businesses. And we're talking about the 21st century benefits, really, Josh, aren't we? Isn't that what we really need to be talking about? Don't we need to be using that term so we know that people realize that we're talking about the future, not the past?
Yeah, you're exactly right. It is a complete revolution, and that has been our challenge. One of the main things, Jim, is that employers are having a hard time embracing the fact that their employees can make good decisions about their own health care and about their own health.
Yeah.
There's been a little bit of a resistance as far as, well, I don't know if my guys would get it. That might make sense for other employers, but
yeah.
My guys, I don't know if they can make that choice. That's a
it
big
sure
decision.
Simplifies a lot of stuff, though, doesn't it?
It does. It's one of those win-win situations. Not only are you going to save money, but you're going to get better benefits. When free market, you know, decides the price and the quality, you always win. So by having competition, which is a lot more competition in individual health insurance, you're ensuring that you're going to get a better product,
right.
A national carrier, and a lot more protection.
Matthew, what about insurability? What about when, if I've got 10 employees and I got one or two employees or one or two, or maybe their family members have been sick, have had some kind of problems, what about, how does that impact the HSA situation?
If we're talking about setting them up on individual family plans, the benefit is for those that are healthy, which is about 80% of people, their rates are based on the fact that they are healthy. But, yeah, there's usually about 10, sometimes upwards towards 20% of people that have a condition, say it's heart disease, cancer, diabetes, something like that, that will keep them from getting their own individual plan. Their options sometimes is really just to stay on their employer plan, just let them opt out, those that are healthier that qualify, get their own. And a few of them can stay on their current employer plan, or something that we can set up as a small group.
So are you saying that if you're not healthy, an HSA is not a good option for you?
And I think, again, HSAs are a best option for everyone. It's just, are you going to get it through a traditional group plan, or are you going to get one through an individual family plan?
Mm-hmm.
And, Jim, the best option for those that aren't healthy, that can't get their own individual family plan, is 46 states now require the state to offer an individual family plan to those that don't qualify for their own individual plan. It's usually mm-hmm. through the local Blue Cross and Blue Shield or United Healthcare of the state, and that now gives that person permanent health insurance regardless of their job situation until they will qualify for Medicare when they're 65 or so.
And Josh, I suspect that what Matthew just said is how you guys make your living, because you're the experts in helping business owners sort of navigate all these different rules and regulations.
Yeah, we do. We spend quite a bit of time trying to keep up with legislation and what's going on and the rules, because it is changing rather quickly because of the HSAs have only been around for, this is their fourth year,
right.
And they're actually expecting a double this year from last year in the amount of HSA policies in force. So we're definitely seeing a moving trend, and it's getting faster every day.
Is it possible, Josh, that as insurance companies have more experience and they understand their experience with HSAs more, that the products will actually get better in the future?
Absolutely. That's that free market at work, and we're also going to see a lot more, just to kind of tag on to the question you'd asked Matthew, we're seeing a lot more carriers come out with plans for at-risk, is what they call the pre-existing conditions. So we're seeing a huge development in that area as well that we're very excited about. The options have been rather limited if you have pre-existing conditions, but with the carriers all getting into that market and seeing the future of insurance being in, people owning their own policies and portability, we just added three new products just last year. Three carriers came out with products for high-risk people.
Give us your website, Josh.
Our website is it's a long one. It's www.innovativebenefitsconsulting.com.
All right.
And we can also be emailed at info@innovativebenefitsconsulting.com.
What do you think, Josh, about association health plans, small business health plans, to allow people to buy insurance across state lines? What do you think about that?
We are for those. Anything that gives more choice and kind of takes away from the monopoly of a single employer. A lot of the employers don't have enough employees to really mitigate the risk, and so they're getting huge rate increases every year when they see claims.
We've got to become healthcare consumers, not just healthcare patients, right, guys?
Sure, absolutely. HSAs allow you to spend and make decisions on how you want to spend your healthcare dollars, and that immediately creates competition in healthcare, which hasn't existed.
Guys, I just had a test with a doctor in a hospital, and I negotiated a price with both of them for my HSA.
Isn't that amazing?
I called them. I called the hospital prices and negotiated a price with them. How about that? I loved it. Hey, I didn't like the test, but I liked the negotiation. Hey, thanks, guys. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.